Now, the theme of our service this morning is God in our eagerness. Eagerness. I wonder what that's all about. Well, I was thinking you might be eager for the end of the service to come because there's chocolate biscuits at the end. So it's when you're keen and you really, really want something to happen. You're really enthusiastic and you're looking forward to something. And we're going to watch now a short clip from one of my favourite films, Shrek, when Donkey is looking for a friend. Now, in the Bible today, we're going to be looking at the story of an encounter that a man has with Jesus. He too is lonely. He's on his own. He doesn't have many friends. But in Jesus, he finds a friend. Jesus is not like Shrek in that clip. He does not turn this man away, but he welcomes him in his presence, and they have an amazing encounter. So our reading today is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, and we're going to watch our reading this morning as it comes up on the screen.
Jesus was going through Jericho, where a man named Zacchaeus lived. He was in charge of collecting taxes and was very rich. Jesus was heading his way, and Zacchaeus wanted to see what he was like. But Zacchaeus was a short man and could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree. When Jesus got there, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. I want to stay with you today." Zacchaeus hurried down and gladly welcomed Jesus. Everyone who saw this started grumbling.
"This man Zacchaeus is a sinner, and Jesus is going home to eat with him."
Later that day, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,
"I will give half of my property to the poor, and I will now pay back four times as much to everyone I have ever cheated."
Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today you and your family have been saved, because you are a true son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to look for and to save people who are lost."
So Zacchaeus was eager to meet with Jesus, and when he met with Jesus, his life was transformed. And we can give thanks that we can meet with Jesus too, and that he can transform our lives. So can we stand together now, and we're going to sing, giving thanks to God for all that he has done for us.
So as Joe said earlier on, my name's Alison, and we're just going to have a little look today at some of the things that we can learn about eagerness from Zacchaeus. So over the summer, we've been thinking about God working with us in our everyday lives and in the way and the things that we do and the way that we are. I wonder what your day looks like. My day's been a bit different because I've been on holiday. I'm a teacher. But our days can all look extremely different every day. Some people spend a lot of time in an office. Some people spend a lot of time in a school. Some people spend time at home. Some people spend time being from one place to another place, a lot of travelling and moving. And in all those situations, in all our daily lives, there are things that we are eager about. Now, one of the things I thought I'd try was to think what the opposite of eagerness is, because sometimes that's a bit easier. And I came across this lovely little, I suppose it's a picture, isn't it? And it says, what's the opposite of eagerness? Apathy, indifference, satisfaction, coolness, reluctance, dullness, slowness, disinterest, unconcern, and languor. I like that last one. So to be eager is to really want something. It's to strongly want to do something. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know what gets you really excited and really involved in something, but the other day I was at the Waits' house, and Lottie came in extremely excited and extremely enthusiastic because her carrots had grown. And she pulled these carrots out, and you can see how large they are. And she was very, very proud of them. And then not to be outdone, because it was her dad who'd been working with her to help them grow, he came in with a huge, great big pile of carrots. His were a lot smaller, I have to say. But they were really enthusiastic. They were really encouraged about how this thing had grown and how they'd been able to be a part of that. And I wonder what things you're passionate about. What things get you really, really excited? What things are you just, you want to tell people about? What are the things that you just get so engrossed in that you just forget what's going on around you? And I want you to hold that in your mind as we think about this story. It could be your work. It could be a hobby that you really, really like doing. It might be playing football. It might be doing some crafting things. It might be spending time with people. It could be anything. So you remember in the clip where Donkey got really, really excited and he kept on and on and on at Shrek. He kept going. He kept getting him. He wanted him to really interact with him. That's the sort of eagerness that we're thinking about. So Zacchaeus was eager. You have to picture him. He didn't really have a lot going for him. He was a tax collector, and people didn't like tax collectors. They weren't the sort of people that you went and had a chat with and you invited to your house for tea. He was a traitor. He was someone who took money from people and gave it to the enemy, the occupying forces, the Romans. And tax collectors were known for being untruthful and for taking more money from the people than they should. So he was probably quite lonely, as Joe mentioned earlier. He probably didn't have many friends. And on top of it all, he was quite a small person, which meant that he looked a bit different. So that would have made it a little bit more difficult for him to find friends. But we do know that he was a really enthusiastic person. He was really eager in his work, and the Bible tells us he was good at collecting money. He was a chief tax collector, and he had lots of that money. And he also managed to keep a little bit of that money for himself. So here's Zacchaeus going about his busy job. He was very active and eager about it and really involved in what he was doing. And into his life, in his everyday, comes Jesus. What does Zacchaeus do? Just have a quick think now about the things that you are excited and eager about in your life. And imagine Jesus in them. Imagine Jesus standing there as you're doing your crafting, or standing on the sidelines as you're really engaged in your football game, or being there in your office with you, or next to you in school. Zacchaeus is the same. He responds to everything with that eagerness, and he desperately tries to see where Jesus is. He knows that Jesus is somewhere there. He can't quite see him. So in his enthusiasm and his eagerness, he gets up that tree. He climbs to the, I'm guessing the early branches of a tree, a sycamore tree, we're told. Can't quite see. He looks out. Does he give up? No, he keeps going until he can actually see where Jesus is. The Bible says that he ran and he climbed. He didn't just walk and have a little peep. He was really enthusiastic in what he was doing. So maybe that's a feature of what Zacchaeus is like generally. Maybe he is quite an eager and enthusiastic person. And Jesus speaks to him in the busyness of his day, in the midst of all that eagerness. And Jesus says, right, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to come and have tea with you. Zacchaeus wasn't the sort of person you'd normally want to have tea with, because for all his skills, he was very unpopular. So I know that the tree that Zacchaeus climbed up was a sycamore tree, but just bear with me, because as I was thinking about this, it just naturally fell together that actually we're going to have a think about a fir tree. So for the next little bit, I'm going to talk a little bit about how Jesus met Zacchaeus. And there's going to be some little tiny fir trees that are going to be in the pictures. And the challenge is, can you spot, well, how many fir trees can you spot as we go along? So. Okay, so the little fir trees look just like that, and they'll be hidden in the pictures. So firstly, Jesus found Zacchaeus. It was Jesus who looked up, and he noticed. We know that Zacchaeus was being eager and wanting to find Jesus, But he was hidden in the tree. It was Jesus that looked up, Jesus that found him, and Jesus that met him. I wonder what kind of things you have that sense of urgency about. What things can't you wait to do? Do you know that even in those times, God finds you? He looks for you. No matter how engaged and how wrapped up you are in your hobby or in your work, Jesus is looking for you there. And Jesus finds you there. And Jesus is with you there. So the next one is that I. Jesus invited Zacchaeus to share with him. Now, we don't normally invite ourselves to people's houses for tea. Well, I do occasionally to a particular friend. But in this case, Jesus found Zacchaeus and he invited himself. Maybe he knew that Zacchaeus was going to find this quite tricky. Maybe he knew that he was never going to ask Jesus because he wasn't used to having that close relationship, those friendships. We know that Jesus knows us. We know that he loves us. And he knows all the intricacies of the way that we are and the way that we behave. So Jesus invited himself to tea. He gave Zacchaeus a chance to spend more time with him in his everyday. What are the times in our days when Jesus is inviting himself into our lives? Do we notice when he's there, when he's looking at us, when he's wanting us to just come alongside him in our everyday? And thirdly, Jesus receives Zacchaeus as a friend. Zacchaeus still had a choice. He could have said, oh no, you're not coming to my house, Jesus. That's rude, you shouldn't have asked yourself. But instead, Zacchaeus jumps down from the tree and he grabs Jesus' hand and he takes him to his house. He received him just as Jesus received him as a friend. And that opportunity is open to all of us, all the time, whether we've just heard about Jesus today or whether we've known him for a very long time. All the time, every day, in our everyday, in our eagerness, in our times of things that we're really excited about, but also in everything else as we've been learning, Jesus receives us. And he just asks us, let me join in. Let me be with you. Let me show you what I want you to do next. So, thinking about that area that you're really interested in, let's just take a minute to think how Jesus invites us in those areas to involve him. Now, it might be that there are things that, as I said, you are really eager about, you're really enthusiastic about and very passionate about. Let's take a moment this week just to notice when God might be wanting us in those areas to involve him more. It might be to pray for somebody that you're involved with in that eagerness. It might be to stop and think, how can I share this with someone? Maybe, as I've said, it's in things that you do every day. Maybe you enjoy and you're very eager to be active and you go to a gym. How's God asking you to involve him? How's he inviting himself into your gym activity or your dog walking or whatever it is that you really enjoy? And if you're not feeling particularly eager and passionate about something at this point in time, maybe ask God to show you something that can bring you that kind of involvement and that kind of excitement that eagerness brings. So Zacchaeus, in his everyday, Jesus found him, he invited him, and he received him. And he can do the same for each one of us.